from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News of the day is the Kansas City Chiefs and bringing back an old friend in Juju Smith-Schuster. Multiple reports now, including from Jordan Schultz, that Juju Smith-Schuster is signing on a vet minimum deal to come back to Kansas City. We'll get to the repercussions in a second, but just on the surface, reminder, Juju Smith-Schuster was cut a few weeks ago by the New England Patriots. They're willing to eat $7-ish million to not have him on their team. And that's a wide receiver room that's not all that impressive in New England. They have a young quarterback that likely will start week one, although Jacoby Brissett's hurt. So I should just say maybe he ends up starting because Jacoby Brissett is hurt. So last year, Juju, 11 games, 47 targets, 29 catches, 260 yards and a touchdown. So there's a couple ways you can look at it. You can say, hey, the knees are shot. You could also say, hey, he had Mac Jones and Zappy and company throwing him the football. Was it that? Was it that, or was it Juju Smith-Schuster at 27 years old, who's still very young, but having the knee problems? Because a year ago, like last March, a lot of us wanted him back in Kansas City.
Yeah, but that was before, in fairness.
That's what I'm saying. So over a year ago, wanted him back in Kansas City. But a lot has changed, I think, with him. So the signing, if you keep reasonable expectations, makes sense. You get a guy that is comfortable with Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is clearly comfortable with him. Your offensive coordinator is comfortable with Juju Smith-Schuster. All of that is true. And if he's suddenly the sixth receiver, and that's an upgrade over, I don't know who we think the sixth is. Is that
Justin
Ross? Is that Sky Moore?
Sky Moore?
I would say it's probably like Sky Moore.
Tony?
I think Ross is the odd man out with Juju.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We'll get to the repercussions potentially with this, but just in terms of what you're expecting from Juju, I think as long as you're expecting him to be the sixth receiver and you're not expecting him to be the guy he was in 2022, then I think it's a great signing.
So what I'm not offended by this deal, similar to the conversations that we talked about with Justin Ross or Sky Moore, absent Kadarius Toney, because I didn't want him anymore, but most of the back end guys on the wide receiver list, McCole, Sky, whatever. I wasn't like offended if that guy was going to make the roster. And for what this deal will likely be, 1 year, $1.2 million. There is very little downside. He could play zero games for the Chiefs. And I wouldn't come on this airway and be like, I can't believe they botched this so bad. It's $1.2 million. It's hard for it to really be messed up. I am shocked by the optimism social media seems to have for Juju Smith-Schuster's career revival in Kansas City. Because some of the words that I think people are consistently using are straight up not true. Like, the Chiefs just wanted a reliable wide receiver from Mahomes. Reliable? Juju Smith-Schuster is one of the least reliable wide receivers in the NFL. He plays like half of the time over the last five seasons. He either gets 800 yards or two. Like, he's not a reliable target. You can't rely on him to stay on the field. He wasn't reliable in his own offense last year. And yet, 2 years ago, he was good as a third down guy, had 900 yards receiving. But that was 2 years ago and knee problems before. I don't think he's that. I think he's probably a 30 catch guy for 300 yards and a touchdown. So I don't want to come on the air and pretend like this signing is something means way more than it does. I think it's just a veteran guy that the team likes having around, and they like him more than Justin Ross.
Yeah. So if we're simplifying it, is the wide receiver room better with him in it? Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that's true. I agree with what you had to say about reliability. When he's on the field, if he's available, is he reliable? Is he going to be in the right spot? Does he know the offense? That's true. But to the extent of being available for 17 games. The great news is they're not counting
on him. And how fast is he going to get to the right spot?
They're not asking him to be there for 17 games. No. It's if there's an injury later on in the season for one game and they're down, well, you know, suspension, all that kind of stuff, that's what it's a safety valve for you, and literally on the field, I think at times, a safety valve for Patrick Mahomes, like he was a couple years ago. But just be reasonable with expectations on what to expect. I don't think this is going to be the same type of production by any means that you got. Remember, the guy was almost a 1,000-yard receiver in 2022. I think some of last year also was just being on a crappy team, being with a crappy quarterback, and so there's that.
And just like, yeah, I get they're it. Not going through the
but
motions.
But the great thing is they're not asking him to come in here and be the 3 or 4. He's probably the 6th best-case scenario. And if there's an injury, he bumps up to 4 or 5. Like, that's fine. I like the signing if we're being honest about what to expect. Why not? I mean, fan favorite in Kansas City when he was here. People liked him. Fun personality.
Yeah, I
wanted him back here a year and a half ago. But he's the fact that
NFL moves fast.
The fact the Patriots were willing to eat $7 million should tell us a lot. So just be reasonable with expectations, and it will be good.
And that's not a good wide receiver unit in New England. And they have a young, based on Jacoby Brissett getting hurt, very likely Drake May might start week 1. Teams don't tend to give up weapons for their rookie quarterback, especially, as you're calling, reliable veteran options. In that case, I think if you have reasonable expectations, no reason to dislike this deal at all. It comes off as dislike this, or because I'm like, I don't really see the point. Like, honestly, had they not made the move, if I had found out, I'd be like, they almost signed Juju but didn't, I would have come out on the air and been like, why didn't they do that? They missed their opportunity. I kind of nothing it in a way, because I think at the end of the day, he's a 300-yard receiver, and that might have been what Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney were over the last couple of seasons. So does it massively move the needle? No. Do I think on third down they got a little bit better? Yeah. Yeah, 3rd and 5 in the third quarter. Is there a better chance Juju Smith-Schuster would make that catch than Sky Moore? Absolutely. So for those little bit, that 2% better, that 1% better you get, cool, make the move.
Yeah.
But I'm not also dying for it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The wide receiver room is better with him in it. And that is with him being the number 6 receiver, essentially. Okay, so what, if anything, does this mean, though? Because I'm sure we all had the same reaction right away when we saw the news. Okay, what does this mean? Does this mean something else is up? Does this mean Rashee Rice is actually getting suspended? Does this mean Hollywood Brown is out for more?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.